It is the Friday show. Absolutely brilliant stuff for you lined up this week. We've got Jim Johnson on Arsenal, we will come to in a second or two. Emily on Manchester City. You might have to brace yourself for that because they've won loads of games. I don't know if you've heard, and she's impressed with them, and frankly, so am I. And we've got Robbie Scotcher on Crystal Palace, which might actually have some Roy Hodgson praise. Again, brace yourselves. It could be the Friday show from hell. But we will start off with Burnley versus Arsenal, and I have with me Ian Ryan, Emma Sanders, and Andy Heaton. And we're going to... On Burnley, I'm genuinely sort of intrigued by them this season, Emma, in that they've got sort of the same inconsistencies as everybody else, but just in a really Burnley-ish way. There's some games where, in the same way you can say, for instance, Liverpool aren't attacking that well at times, that, you know, there's bits of Manchester United that's malfunctioning. Burnley was so cheap in the way in which they played against Tottenham Hotspur. And then they go and do what they do to Leicester yesterday. And it's a really strange thing, isn't it, that we've talked about the effect of the schedule and COVID and the inconsistencies and the madness of it all, that it's making even the most functional sides malfunction.
Yeah, it's a really good way of putting it, isn't it? I mean, like, Burnley is the one team that is consistent in the way that they play usually. So, I do think the Tottenham game was perhaps a bit more of an anomaly than usual. They showed what they are more about, obviously, you know, against Leicester. And I think the thing with Burnley at the moment is that they're still conceding goals, which I think is a bit of a worry. You know, obviously going into that game against Tottenham, I mean, obviously they shipped four goals in that game, but, you know, they picked up draws with Brighton, Fulham, West Brom, where I think it was, you know, I think there was a goalless draw in that, but I think two of them were one-all draws. So I think, you know, you look at last season, you think, Burnley would have been the type of team that would have just nicked a goal and then, you know, held on and kept a clean sheet. And they haven't been keeping as much clean sheets this season, I don't think. And you know, like, correct me if I'm wrong on that. The stats might be different.
No, they're not doing quite as well as. I mean, last season Pope was in line for the Golden Gloves, and whilst Ederson's done brilliantly, he's not even near it this year.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like they're just a little bit more, you know, susceptible to shipping in goals at the moment. And that would be a concern because, you know, they're only 6 points off the relegation zone. And even despite that result against Leicester, you think Fulham are looking pretty good at the moment. They're on the rise a little bit. So I think Burnley will be just a little bit concerned.